tipped out of bounds. Heckman going to take it into Hagen. Isaacson. Isaacson from the top, it looks like Rib Lake in a man-to-man defense here. Over right side to Hawes. Harding has it in the right corner now. Back up top to Heckman. Back to Harding, working that right side. Got a, both big men in the middle here. Right now they get it down to Aiden Hawes. They're going to want to get Jed in a little bit of foul trouble. Here's Hagen Isaacson. Takes it out.
Taking their time here, Jeff.
Yeah, taking their time. They're going to work for a patient shot. They're going to feel each other out here, Scotty, to start out this game. They got it into Hawes, and they kick it back out.
17:30 here to play in the first.
No score yet. This game just underway if you're joining us. And it's Heckman at the top. Lohr being guarded heavy by Talon Scheithauer. This one tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Rib Lake.
That was Jed Henderson knocking that ball out of bounds. So we'll see if they got any...
It's
recreation here.
It's Prentice ball under their own basket, far side from us. They get it out deep to Heckman, beyond the three-point line, and back to Harding on this right side. Here's Heston. He pump fake from three. He's going to drive and gets it to Evan. That's who they wanted to get the ball. Evan, turn around, a nice pump fake. Evan Lohr, big bucket to start this game out. Evan Lohr, and up and under for two. A minute taken off the clock, and they get 2 points for it. Here's Rib Lake's turn. Prentice in a man-to-man. A quick shot to Seth Borchardt, slashing to the lane. He finishes. A little bit of contact. I like that they're letting him play, Scott. 2-2. 16:42 to go.
And a double pick right there, Jeff, on Heston, and he didn't fight through it. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a game they're going to have to fight through things like that. It's going to be physical, and if they're going to let him play, and there was... Blake Henderson with a big block on Elijah Harding going to the basket.
It's nice give and go right there, and he just got blocked.
Yeah, good offense and good defense. All right, Prentice gets the ball in under their own basket. They get it up to the top. Here's Heckman over to Harding. He's going to drive baseline, kicks it back out to Isaacson. Isaacson gets it into Aiden Hawes up at the elbow, guarded by Henderson. Hawes back to Henderson. I'm sorry, to Heckman. They're going to go around the perimeter. Let's see, ball's on the ground. Rib Lake, do they come away with it? I think it's going to be Rib Lake ball.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be Rib Lake ball. That could have been a blown call right there, Scotty. Hey, let's be real. That not an easy one.
16:05, 2-2 here in the first.
Seth Borchardt from the top for the Rib Lake Redmen. Tied up at two. He dribble handoff to Scheithauer. Adam Blumberg coaching his team up over here on defense for the Buccaneers. Todd Henderson, the head coach of the Rib Lake Redmen. And here's Scheithauer to the basket. He misses. Hawes gets above everyone. A big rebound for him. It's going to be a fun battle to watch. Hawes got to go about 6'4", and Jed Henderson all of 6'5". Here's Harding.
Hawes probably got him by 30 pounds.
Yeah,
Jeff. Yeah,
absolutely. Here's Hawes, left side. Bucks working around the perimeter. Isaacson. Up to Lohr. Lohr hits it between his legs, looking to go through, gets a screen. They're going to go left side, get it into Hawes in the post. I think they want to be patient with that. Evan Lohr, he gets a bucket about 8 feet out. Evan Lohr, another one.
15:09 here to play, Jeff.
And if Evan keeps attacking, is able to get shots, it's going to be a long day for Rib Lake. 15 minutes to go. It's 4-2. Rib Lake's turn. Here's Blake Henderson with the ball.
I kind of like this angle here, Jeff.
Yeah, it is a nice little angle here. I didn't even watch it. Hope you're keeping up on that one, Scotty. Henderson to his brother, Jed. Jed tries backing down against Hawes. Looks for a pass. He finds Cook by the basket. Cook blocked by Isaacson. It was off of Jed. Nice block there from Hagen Isaacson, and it's going to go. Prentice basketball, 14:38 to go. Lohr is going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. It's 4-2, Prentice. Leading by two.
And no changes yet for either team, Jeff, on substitution.
Yeah, nothing going yet here. But it's been a slow pace here. 4-2 with, 4 minutes gone in this ball game. Here's Lohr at the top. That was poked away by Scheithauer. Evan Lohr between the legs, poked by Scheithauer again. Lohr looking to get it to someone. Gets it to Heckman, and Blumberg going to call a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. It's 4-2. The Prentice Buccaneers leading the Rib Lake Redmen. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. It is regional semifinal action, and Prentice Buccaneers with a 4-2 lead over the Rib Lake Redmen. And it is Prentice with the ball, working it around the perimeter. And Scotty, I like how this game has been going. They're kind of feeling each other out here. Right now, Aiden Haas turns around and gets him and misses a little bit long. Rib Lake going the other way. Here is Talon Scheitower on this right side. But both teams feeling each other out, getting a stop. There hasn't been a lot of stops, though, because they're really being patient with the ball, both teams. Here's Blake Henderson up to Borkart and over to Cook. Cook? Back up to Henderson. Which Cook is that? That's Ethan Cook, right? Yeah. And there is Blake Henderson, just a freshman, to the basket, and he's fouled. Bucket's good. It's 4-4. Blake Henderson going to the line. That foul was on. Who was that on, Scotty?
I guess it was on Lord.
33. So that one, Evan Lord, his first foul, team's first. And here's Henderson. Free throw is good. Smooth-looking freshman he is, Scotty.
First lead of the night for Rib Lake, Jeff.
Yeah, 5-4, Rib Lake leading. 13:22 to go. Here's Isaacson and Maddie Hakenen into the ballgame here. Hakenen, a nice little pass to Lord by the basket. Oh, he missed it. It was a beautiful little give and go there. Rib Lake comes away with the rebound. Here's Borkart, right side. He's going to take Maddie Hakenen to the basket. Seth Borkart. He's quick. He's sly. He's quick to the basket.
7-4 now, Rib Lake in front.
13 minutes to go, just shy of 13 minutes. Here is Harding and Prentice with the ball over to Lord. Now to Hakenen. Maddie Hakenen is going to use that screen again. Maddie Hakenen's a good passer coming off of screens. I want to see him do it a little bit. Another miss there from about 15 or 12 feet. And it's Rib Lake's
turn. Aiden Haas kind of shooting out of his range. They gave him that shot, and you can see why they gave it to him.
Yep, 12:30 to go here. 7-4. And, you know, that might be the key of what, you know, of this game here is that Jed's going to give Aiden a little bit of space there, and they're going to make Aiden beat you there right away. Evan Lord with the rebound off the miss from, was that Jed Henderson?
Yep, Jed Henderson missed short.
All right, here the Bucks got it into Haas at the elbow. Here's Hagen Isaacson, drives in, pump fake from the free throw line, kicks back out to Hakenen. Maddie into Aiden Haas by the basket, a little drop step. He's fouled by Jed Henderson. That's what you want to see a lot of if you're the Buccaneers right there. Get it into the big man, drop step, go up strong, and he's either going to miss or get fouled.
And he's got to make some of these free throws. Last time, Jeff, up in Bayfield, I think he was about 50%.
Sure.
And he's at 65, 70%, that'd be good.
He's a smooth-looking shooter like he was on that one. First one is good there for Aiden Haas. Aiden Haas, a first-team all-conference this season.
Big and athletic. And strong.
Second one up. That one looked good, too. Aiden Haas hits them both. Makes it 7-5. 7-6. I'm sorry. 1-point lead here for Rib Lake. Here's Scheitower and Rib Lake from the top. Over to Borkart. Back up top to Henderson. Blake Henderson. Over right side. They're working around the perimeter here. Coming off of screens. Screening off the ball. Seeing lots of off-the-ball screens. Here's Ethan Cook from about 15 feet. Oh, just misses. Hagen Isaacson with a big rebound and up to Harding. He's going to push right side. Eli Harding. He stopped. Back to him. He's open for three. They're letting the Bucks shoot here tonight, it looks like.
7-6 here in favor of Rib Lake.
Seeing the Buccaneers attack by the basket. And there's Henderson with a big rebound, and he's fouled. Might have been on Haas.
Haas got him afterward. And
a little frustration foul, do you call that one? Maybe.
I think Harding might have got a little contact going
up
there, Jeff.
Sure, a little bit of contact there. Hey, you like him going after the ball. Well-played game here to start out, guys.
Second team foul, Jeff. It's 11-13 here to go in the first, 7-6 in favor of Rib Lake.
All right, here's Rib Lake with the ball. Cook gets it over to Henderson, left side at the three-point line on the wing. Back to the other wing is Borchardt. I like what happens when Borchardt has the ball. Up top, Henderson. Here's Jed. Jed over to Cook. Rib Lake leading by two here. They're a smart team, Scotty. Here's Henderson driving baseline, picks up his dribble, kicks out to Borchardt, a quick pass to Henderson, had the three, pump fake, nice steal there from Evan Lillard, snuck in front of Henderson, and going the other way, and you better get on him, he's going to pop that one. Lillard from the top, he's feeling it, it's good, and he's fouled, you could see him feeling it, he wanted that shot, he took it, Evan Lillard, big time shot, big time moment, he's going to the free throw line.
Just his foot just on the line, Jeff. It's a two-pointer. He's going to go for the old-time three.
Yep, he was inside the three-point line. Clearly, it's the shot he had to take there.
10-29, 8-7 lead for the Buccaneers.
Evan Lord's got 6 points, going for another free throw here. That one's good. And it's 9-7. Prentice leading now. Prentice up by two, 10-25 to go. Here's Scheitower to Borchardt. This is the 4-seed Prentice Buccaneers and the 5-seed Rib Lake Redmond. Talon Scheitower! A nasty three from that wing on the left side. He's been good in playoffs, Scotty. Hits a big one there.
Clear-out play for him now.
Back to a one-point lead. I like these clear-out plays in playoff basketball. And there's Jones blocked. Ledger Jones, and I think we're going to get a jump ball. Ledger Jones was blocked. He made a big-time play there going after that ball, grabbed it, and at least got a jump ball out of the situation. Ledger Jones, just a freshman, ready for the moment, though.
Clay Scheitower checking in here for Ethan Cook.
All right, a lot of brothers in this game. Slade Scheitower, just a freshman. That's Tylen Scheitower's younger brother.
10-9 here in favor of Rib Lake, and they got the ball 9:54 here to play.
We got two Hendersons. Two Scheitowers and a Borchardt in the game right now for Rib Lake. Here's Scheitower. We're going to have to use first names. All right, it's Slade. But finds Jed down by the basket. Blake Henderson with a nice pass to Jed. Jed gets the bucket on the left side. It's 10-9. Isaacson for Prentice. It's over to Hakenin left side. Matty Hakenin drives left. Kicks it out to Hawes. Hawes. Looking for Lord, they find Evan. That's what they want to do right now. Talon's playing up on him. That's what he's going to have to do. But a nice drive to the basket from Evan. Blocked from behind and going the other way. I didn't see who got a hand on it. Borchardt, though.
12-9 in favor of Rib Lake. 9:05.
Here's Blake. Over to Jed. Rib Lake with the ball.
Two-possession lead here, Jeff. They stretch to three. It'd be pretty...
Yeah, a big moment for both teams right now early in this game. 9 minutes to go, a three-point lead, and Rib Lake with the ball. If they run a little time off here and score a basket, it can be kind of heartbreaking. Ledger Jones, nice defense on Talon Scheitower, stopping him from driving to the basket. Rib Lake in a restart, 8:36 to go, 12-9. Rib Lake leading right now. What did we say? It is the 4-seed versus the 5-seed?
6-seed, Jeff.
The 6-seed. 4-seed, 6-seed. And that was a nice drive from Borchardt. It gets into the lane, misses the shot. Rebounded.
Jones with the rebound.
Ledger with the rebound and going the other way. Lord has it from the top over to Jones. They're going to give everyone some space probably except for Isaacson and Lord. Scheitower up tight. Ah, Lord's going to shoot it. Gave him a little space. And Evan Lord. Oh, my goodness. He's on fire. It's a big three. It's 12-12. Evan Lord came to play. 7:55 to go.
Scheitower giving up almost a half a foot of height, and Lord took advantage.
Absolutely. Hey, he plays a lot of games like this. Evan Lord has the best defender of the other team on him every single game here, and he's going to take advantage of that height situation right there. Got to be aggressive. Evan Lord is tonight. Here's Henderson. He is too. That three-pointer a little long. Rebound Isaacson. Prentice going the other way. 7.5 minutes to go. Tied at 12. Here's Lord again. Dribble handoff to Isaacson. Isaacson from the top. Over to Hakenin.
Trying to get Lord down low.
Yes. Talon Scheitower is so strong. Here's a shot from Aiden Hawes. from the elbow is good. Talon Scheitzhauer is going to make it a problem for Evan to get the ball in a good spot. Evan Lord going to have to keep hitting shots in this game.
About a 17-footer there for Hawes.
Yeah, it's 14-12 Prentice leading.
And just like that, they got the lead back. They were facing maybe a...
There we go. Scheitzhauer by the basket.
Oh.
Blocked by Ledger. Zoned it looked like a block. But we're up here, Scotty. It don't matter if I'm up here. Talon Scheitzhauer going to the line for two. Going to tie this ball game up if he can.
You sure it's not one of the Rubens things here, Jeff? Thank you all for viewing here tonight. We have 300 viewers on so far.
7 minutes to go here. It's 14-12. Here, Talon Scheitzhauer hits the first one. It's 14-13. Couple substitutions in here. Heston Heckman along with Elijah Harding, Maddie Hakenen, and Ledger Jones come out.
Prentice they got gone, the both teams, starters back in.
Both teams gone about seven deep here so far in this game. Scheitzhauer misses that one. Hawes tips this one over to Isaacson, who comes away with it. Prentice leads by one.
Smart
They've
play
got
by
the ball.
Hawes there.
Yeah, just
Keep
get it out
on.
Of the middle. Swatted it out. Isaacson got it. Prentice with the ball. They're coming off screens. Isaacson gets it blocked, but it goes right to Hawes. Turns around, puts the shot up over Jed Henderson for two. Aiden Hawes makes it 16-13. 6.5 minutes to go.
Prentice leading here.
Here's Scheitzhauer, pump fake to the basket, kicks out to Borchardt.
Looks like a travel there, Jeff.
Similar offense both teams are using here. They know how to guard it. Both teams just got to execute. Here's Henderson out to Slate Scheitzhauer for three. The freshman steps in, says, give me a chance. 6:05 to go.
High ball game, 16. Scheitzhauer, yeah, he just stepped right up there. Here's
Aiden Hawes turned around. That one's short. And Riblake rebounds.
So they gave him three of those so far. He's made one of them.
Yep, there you go. Riblake going to give Aiden that shot here and see what Aiden can do with it. All right, here we go. Into the game. I think we got the other Cook boy into the game, Scotty. That's Lucas Cook. And it's going to go the other way on Jed Henderson. So a foul on Jed Henderson. Aiden Hawes working hard down there. Gets the foul. Three team fouls on both teams.
I always like to look like, what did I do?
It's for real. It's a natural, reaction for every athlete, isn't it?
Everybody does.
No way. Sometimes for the commentators, you get that too, huh, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Prentice. Isaacson traveled with it. I didn't see what happened. I was chirping. 5.5 minutes to go. It's 16-16. It's getting hot up here, Scott.
You betcha.
This is the game we wanted here, Scotty. A competitive game. Both teams playing hard. Both teams cheering loud. The student sections both brought it here tonight. And finding Scheitzhauer kicks it out to Cook, who maybe got away with a travel.
Dribble almost. They don't even call that anymore.
No, Riblake with the ball. Here's Scheitzhauer, keeps his dribble. Here's Blake Henderson from the top. Riblake with the ball. Tie ball game, 5 minutes to go. Scotty, we call this crunch time. It's tied up. Let's see who wins the first crunch time by halftime here. Riblake with the ball. Here's Talon. A give it go to Lucas Cook. Turns around by the basket. The freshman, another freshman. Big bucket. Makes
big
it 18
bucket
to
for
16.
Two freshmen for Riblake right there. 5 points, last 5 points for them.
All right. Here's Aiden Hawes. Out to Isaacson. He's got the three. He's not going to take it right now. Isaacson, he's going to drive in instead. A little floater. That was the one.
Oh,
no way they called him with the charge. Oh, my goodness. All right, that one's going to be wiped away. Isaacson, I liked what he did. It looked like he went up. A guy ran underneath him. They gave him the charge.
Yeah, pretty questionable there.
All right. 4:30 to go. It don't matter. It's Riblake's ball, 18-16. Riblake leading, correct?
Four team fouls to three, Jeff.
They're letting them play here, Scotty. I like that we're not in bonus here right now.
Kind of a slow-paced game.
Yeah, a slow-paced game.
Not a lot of fast breaks.
No, there isn't any fast breaks at all. But both teams patient with the ball and getting back, and they're playing that safe style right now. Feeling each other out, like I said, you know. Here's Scheitzhauer to the basket. Slade Scheitzhauer, an athletic move. It's blocked. Going the other way.
There could have been an offensive foul there or a foul And they let him go.
Nothing called. Evan Lord to the basket. A little bit long. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back. Evan Lord. Big bucket from Evan Lord. It's tied at 18. 3:52 to go. Evan Lord with 12 points here in this first half.
I think it's the seventh tie already, Jeff.
18-18. Borkart short on that three. Rebound by Hawes. Aiden Hawes gets it to Maddie. Maddie's going to push right side. Pulls up his dribble here. Going to set up offense. Here's Heckman into Lord again in good position. A turnaround is good. Evan Lord with 14. It's 20-18.
Nice,
Prentice
nice
leading
shot from that side. And Evan Lord, you get him within 10. And he's pretty tough.
You bet. He's being patient with the ball, getting to a good spot and just raising up. Evan Lord, he's put the time in. Time to shine, young man. 3:05 to go here. Rib like that one tipped away by Harding, because that's what he does. Harding to the basket. Blocked.
No, they said, okay.
Yeah, blocked and out of bounds. It's going to go stay with Prentice under their own basket. That was our first transition play of the game right there. And a nice hustle back. I don't know who got at it. That might have been Blake Henderson.
20-18 here.
Prentice finds Lord by the basket. That one's good as well. Evan Lord having his way here tonight.
4-point lead. I think this is one of the biggest leads.
Yeah, Cook might have got away with a travel for Rib Lake as well. 2:45 to go. Here's Cook over to Scheitower. Scheitower going to drive baseline. Turns around. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Hawes.
Scheitower looking for the foul, but they're letting him play.
Yeah. 4-point lead here. And who's open for three?
Lord.
Lord just misses. A big rebound by Henderson. Oh, my goodness, Blake Henderson. That was a tough rebound. Going the other way. Here's Scheitower by the basket. Skips away. Moves around everybody. A little do-si-do, Scotty. Gets the layup. 22-20. 2 minutes to go in this half. Prentice leading by two, and they've got the ball. Here's Heston Heckman into Aiden Hawes. Back out to Heston for three. Oh, my God, it was online. It was a little short going the other way. That was the X-Factor play I was looking for as the ball
off the foot
of Ethan Cook.
He just looked up, Jeff, and lost it.
Yep. Looked up for that split second and went off his foot.
Heston Heckman had 4 3-pointers in the second half of that last game.
Minute 47 to go. Prentice with the ball and a 2-point lead over the Rib Lake Redmen. Buccaneers have the ball on the wing, looking to get it to Evan Lord, who has 16 first-half points. Here's Heckman from the wing. Going to dribble, drive in, kicks out. Matty Häkkinen open for three. Oh, my gosh! Matty Häkkinen! Big three-pointer for him, makes it 25-20.
Biggest lead of the night for Prentice.
And the biggest shot of the night so far, giving Prentice a 5-point lead. Their biggest lead of the game, minute 14 to go. Rib Lake, calm and collective. Man, this ain't going to bother them one bit here. Here's Henderson. Over to Borkart. Borkart fights Scheitower, slashing to the basket. A travel. My goodness.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that one at all. Rubens Disposal sponsoring that call. Minute 02 to go. It's 25-20.
Neither team putting on any pressure on the full court.
Yeah. Here's Lord again, driving to the basket. Kicks out to Harding. Harding with 52 seconds to go. Finds Häkkinen. To Hawes. Hawes, he's turned around by Henderson. And Evan Lord going to shoot the three. That one rims out. Rebound by Cook. Ethan Cook, a nice rebound inside. 40 seconds to go. Prentice leading by five.
That would have been a backbreaker right there for Rib Lake.
Here's Borkart setting up offense for Rib Lake. They're probably going to look for the last shot of the game here. Borkart looking to get it over to Scheitower.
First half of basketball, 25-20.
Hey, you got to like the defense both teams bring in here so far. It's a bit of a slow pace, but both teams, they're not caught off guard here. They're in position. It's mano a mano. And here's a shot from Scheitower, the freshman. Rebounded by Borkart. Back to Scheitower. Another three-pointer, no good. Cook with a rebound. And there's the end of the half. Prentice leading by five. It's 25-20 over the Rib Lake Redmen. We are going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. for a four-minute timeout. We'll be back in 4 minutes bringing you the Forward Bank halftime show.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rip Lake Redmond on reaching the sectional. Ruben Sales and Services, a proud sponsor of this live game broadcast on 98Q Country, a Civic Media station. Ruben's is your one-stop shop for all things steel, offering new and used steel, buying and selling old cars and trucks for scrap, and always ready to deal on metal and deer hides. Visit Ruben Sales and Service on Highway 8 in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to both teams on an outstanding season, and good luck the rest of the way. Winter's been tough, but spring is almost here. Get your car back in the game with BC Auto Repair Towing and Recovery. They've got the latest technology for ADAS calibrations to keep your driver system sharp. As your Falcon and tire dealer, they'll set you up with the best tires for spring trips. Find them on Lawn Road, 3 miles east of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rib Lake Redmen for making it to sectionals. BC Auto Repair is proud to bring you this game matchup on 98Q Country.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Yeah.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rip Lake Redmen on reaching the sectional. Ruben Sales and Service is a proud sponsor of this live game broadcast on 98Q Country, a Civic Media station. Ruben's is your one-stop shop for all things steel, offering new and used steel, buying and selling old cars and trucks for scrap, and always ready to deal on metal and deer hides. Visit Ruben Sales and Service on Highway 8 in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to both teams on an outstanding season, and good luck the rest of the way.
We're back. Go ahead, Scotty.
Scott Heckman, Jeff Haken in here bringing you high school basketball. It's sectional semifinals, Rib Lake versus Prentice. First time ever, Jeff, they've faced each other. I don't know. It's like the Bears and the Packers.
It is. It's got that Bears and Packers vibe here tonight without a doubt. I don't know which one's the Packers or the Bears, though. Both teams close. All these kids from both teams are just such likable kids here.
What I mean is they've played each other 100 times.
Yes, absolutely. And they see each other.
Never in sectionals.
They never in sectionals. They see each other. They know each other, you know, playing with their co-op sports. And then in basketball season, it's, we're not going to do that.
A little bit frenemies.
Exactly. Hey, they're playing out there right now. It's like a heavyweight boxing match right now. Each player, each team taking their punches as they can. We'll go over some leading scorers here. Hey, it's Evan Lord from Prentice.
Number 33.
Yeah, with 16 points. And it's who's got to be Aiden Hawes with 6. And we got Maddie Hakkinen with 3. You know, we said it was going to be how are they going to deal with Hawes and Lord. And Prentice winning that matchup right now with them down low. On the other side, a little more evenly distributed over there. And it's Talon Scheitower with 6 points. Seth Borkart with 4. You got Blake Henderson with 4. We got Slade Scheitower with 3. And where's Jed at up there? I don't know. I think Jed's got some points up there. He's got
4 points.
4 points for Jed. He's not on the list up there right now. So Rib Lake kind of a little more evenly distributed. And it's Prentice Bucks with their two big-time scorers packing the punch here.
We got Lisa from Ogama, Macy from Chippewa Falls, Spacek. Gotcha.
I don't know, Scotty, what are some of the adjustments we think we're going to have in this second half from either team, or do you think they're going to keep slugging it out?
I think that the team that gets down is going to start pressing up.
That's what I'm a little nervous about.
That's probably going to happen, and I think it's going to up the pace, and whoever can handle that the best is just going to come away with it. I don't think they're going to go to a zone. Frankly, it's been back and forth, and I think there's been 7 lead changes, Jeff.
Yeah, in a matter of 2 possessions, anyone's back into this ball game. Prentice up by 5, you know they're not feeling safe with that lead right there. So I'm with you on that, Scotty. I think it's which team is going to weather the storm, and whoever's able to do that better. Crunch time there was pretty even, won by Prentice in that last one. We'll see in the second half how that goes.
No players in foul trouble on the first half. There was 5 team fouls for Rib Lake.
I don't think
4.
Anyone with 2 even in this game. So they're going to be able to let loose and play both teams and coaches. Hey, there's Andy Pilch in his 97th season of coaching. I believe we've seen him forever. Andy Pilch, legend over there. Adam Blumberg onto the court. Hey, we know these kids. Adam Blumberg, Matt Blumberg, I played with him. And just 2 stars here, legends from Prentice. And, you know, there's a lot of legends here. I see John Blumberg, another Prentice legend, giving me the thumbs up over there. You've got the Lords, you've got the Hakenins, you've got the Billy Bogdans over there. And then you go to Rib Lake side, you got the Borkarts, and you got the Scheitowers.
Luke Gabauer, Paul Yonko.
Yeah, let's name a few of them names.
Ted,
we've heard a
Todd
million.
Henderson over there.
There's probably some gums in the crowd and some more of them over on the Rib Lake side. But, I think we could probably go shake hands with 90% of the people in this gym. I think we know about most of them.
We know a lot of them, yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Hey, there's just under 2 minutes to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenenroofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN, jeffhakenenroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman. Hey, the boys are back. It's been a while doing this, Scotty. We like to get together in playoffs, do a little radio, especially when the Buccaneers are playing. And we've got the Bucks and the Rib Lake Redmen with a heavyweight battle here in sectional semifinals. One of these teams is going to be a game away from state, and they're going to be taking on the winner of Turtle Lake and Spring Valley. But they got to finish this game out right here, the biggest second half of any of their careers so far. Scotty. They're all juniors. They got a long time to go here yet. We're going to see what they got. They're juniors, but they're playing like seniors. It's going to be Prentice ball to start out this second half. Prentice.
Looks like we got the same starters out there, Jeff.
Yep, same starters out here. Here's Hagen Isaacson from the top. Prentice going to work right side. See what they're going to do in this second half here. Looks like Rib Lake into a zone here right now. So a change here for Prentice. Prentice going to be patient with things.
Prentice, five-point lead, 25-20 at the start of the second half. Heckman goes down the lane.
Heckman drives baseline. A nice shot from Heckman. It just rims out. And Rib Lake rebounds. They corral and go the other way. Here's Scheitower, Talon Scheitower from the top. Over two. Young boy Henderson. That's Blake. Blake, the freshman. Boy, he's an athletic kid watching him play out there. Finds Scheitower on the right side. That one a little bit long. Saved there by Henderson, but going the other way. Here is Prentice with the ball. Evan Lord into the corner to Heckman against this zone. This 1-3-1 with a heavy eye on Evan. Someone's going to be by Evan the whole time. And that one taken away by Jed Anderson. Big defensive play from Henderson. Jed and Rib Lake going the other way.
25-20 in favor of Prentice right now.
Borkard, a dribble handoff to Scheitower. Kind of lost it at the top. Guarded by Harding. Rib Lake gets the way to the left side. Here's Cook. Back to Borkard. Borkard. Dribble handoff to Blake. Dribble handoff to Jed. Jed driving in. There's Cook. Ethan Cook, I should say. And here is Borkard. Gets into the lane. Guarded by Heckman. Almost takes it away. They're going to call a foul on him, though.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice play by Heston. Heston was just kind of working around. And he almost had the steal for about 2 seconds. Eventually got a foul. Matty Hakenin, he's going to come in. Just the first foul on Heston. And Rib Lake's ball. It's still 25-20. 16 minutes, 14 seconds to go. In the biggest half of their careers, here is Talon. Scheitower spins into the lane. Out to Borkard. Pump fake to the basket. Floater a little bit short. Rebound by Prentice. That's the shot Borkard's had going in this tournament run. Prentice with 16 minutes to go and up by 5. Matty down to Haas. Finds a slashing Harding. Rebounded by Haas. That one's no good. Jed is there. That one's tipped out of bounds from Prentice. It's going to stay with Rib Lake.
They're letting the big boys play down
there. Yeah, the Buccaneers had their chance there on a couple putbacks. They were no good. I like how they're letting them play. Everyone going up high for the shot, for the rebound. 15 and a half to go. Here's Scheitower. Talon finds Cook for the basket. A pump fake. He's fouled by Harding.
And bad foul.
Nope. And he's going to make him earn it at the line. Ethan Cook.
Second team foul.
The junior.
25-20 the lead for Prentice. 15-34 here to play in the first, second.
All right, free throw from Cook. First one is good. Ethan Cook, the junior.
Kawuki Chris, remember him calling him that or not really? Jimmy Cook. Old Jimmy Cook. He loved being called that.
All right, here is Cook, second free throw. That one rims out, rebound by Evan. Going the other way, Lohr gets it off to Isaacson. Here's Hagen from the top for Prentice. Over to Hakenin. The Harding in this right corner, back up top. All right, Isaacson. Now they're going to go left side against his zone. That was the change in the game. Rib Lake going from a man-to-man to a 1-3-1 zone. And Prentice, see if they can find a rhythm here. They haven't scored in this second half yet. 3 minutes gone by. 15 minutes to go. Hagen Isaacson to the basket. He's blocked from Henderson. Blake Henderson from behind gets a big block. Henderson to Talon up at the top. Finds Cook.
25-21, 14-50.
Cook. They're giving Rib Lake a little bit of space here. Cook. A pass to Borkard on the left side. Borkard, the lefty, finishes strong. It's 25-23.
Prentice.
Prentice leading. End with the ball. Is Matty Hakenin on the wing. Finds Harding at the elbow. Harding turns, kicks back out. Isaacson back to Hakenin. trying to get it into Haas. They can't. Everyone on the ground, we're going to get a jump ball. It's going to go to Rib Lake. 14:20 to go. Rib Lake now only down by two.
So two team fouls for Prentice so far this half. And Rib Lake coming out with a little bit of adjustment, Jeff. They're going to be, looks like they're going to be driving and dishing.
Yeah. They're going to be doing some driving and dishing. They're not going to settle on outside shots here. Here's Cook. They're going to try to get back into this game. Rib Lake with the first coaching change of the game. Prentice going to stick to their guns with what's been working, and you can't blame them. Trying to get the ball in, Rib Lake is to Jed Henderson in the post. Hagen Isaacson.
Good frontage.
Yeah, getting in the way and knocking it out of bounds. 13:57 to go.
From the baseline, Rib Lake.
25-23. And there it is.
Through the lane.
Ooh, and the lefty, Blake Henderson, misses one by the basket. Rebounded by Isaacson. He's on the ground. Gets it back. Hagen Isaacson. Gets some nice rebounds here tonight, Scotty. Here's Lord. Back to Isaacson. Over to Hakenham. Maddie looking to go somewhere with it. They're going to work around this perimeter. Keeping an eye on Lord. Lord driving the basket. Gets by the basket. Blocked again by Henderson. Who's it going to? Rib Lake says it's theirs, but the referees say, nope, it's Prentice ball.
I thought it might have gone off the head of one of them.
Sure. That's what Borkart was saying. 11 or 13 and a half minutes to go. Prentice leading by two. It's 25-23. A low-scoring game. They get it into Haas at the elbow. It's Isaacson, three-pointer. Oh, that one just missing. Aiden Haas with a big rebound out by the three-point line. Evan Lord going to turn. He misses. He's going to stay with Prentice. A lot of contact. Prentice,
Aiden probably got away with one there.
Yeah, Aiden got away with a push. Hey, they're letting him play, though, like we said.
25-23. Two good looks from outside the three-point line.
It's going to stay. Rib Lake not getting the break there on Jed getting that rebound, but Prentice turns it over. They weren't on the same page. Haken and Isaacson. It's going to go the other way. Rib Lake ball. Still 25-23. Heston Heckman into the game. Maddie Hakenin takes a break. Both teams sticking to about 6-7. They'll go deep here. I think Rib Lake did go 8 deep when they got.
Henderson asking the referee, the official, something over there.
What are you watching? I think he said, what are you watching?
He's like, hey, what do you use for your hair?
Henderson,
both got good haircuts.
Henderson was talking. There's a steal from Prentice. Harding to Lord, right side. Evan Lord finishes. There's our first transition basket of the game with 13 minutes to go in this second half. Prentice extends their lead to 4. Here's Scheitower going baseline. Kicks it out to Henderson. Here's Blake. Blake looking for the pick and roll. They're going to restart. Here's Talon Scheitower from the top. Scheitower, a nice little in and out dribble, gets to the basket. Talon Scheitower is going to the free throw line.
27-23 in favor of Prentice. And Scheitower is going to go to the line for two, the third team foul for Prentice.
I like what Scheitower is doing right there, wheeling himself to some points. Need to get some points on the board. And if we can earn them, get to the free throw line. Talon Scheitower using some nice handles to get there. Scheitower, first free throw short.
He's 1 out of 3 so far, Jeff. Eliah Harding with his second foul.
All right, Slade Scheitower in the game. Slade brings a nice offensive explosion, not afraid to go to the basket. Second free throw, good from Scheitower. Good shooter, never misses, 2 in a row. And what do we got? A timeout, a wet spot on the floor. Perfect time for a break for both teams. 12 and a half minutes to go. It's 24-27. Scotty, why don't we take a minute and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors for the radio here.
Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hicken Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumberg and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Bader's Sports Center, Wolf Farms, Heckman Auction, Reuben Sales and Service, DC Auto Halftime and Postgame Show by Forward Bank.
And here's Prentice with the ball. Evan Lord, a shot from about 12 feet. A little floater is good for Evan Lord. 20 points in the ballgame for Evan Lord.
Kissed off the glass.
He's got 20 of their 29. It's 29-24. Here's Rib Lake left side. Henderson going to drive to the basket. Drops one off for Scheitower, who finishes. And Rib Lake gets the bucket, making it 29-26. Three-point lead for Prentice. Back and forth they go. 11:38 to go in this ball game. Prentice with the ball. They find Hawes by the basket first time. He misses. Going the other way. Here's Rib Lake. Met high by the rim, and he wasn't able to finish. Scheitower looking to get rid of it to someone. He finds Borkhart. No, he finds Scheitower to Henderson. Henderson finishes. Jed Henderson. A nice pass from Slade. Scheitower makes it
28-29
with 11:12 to go. 11 minutes, 12 seconds in this game.
Prentice clinging to a one-point lead here.
A takeaway. That one bounced off of Scheitower. Slade Scheitower's foot, and Rib Lake going the other way. Prentice up by one, 11 minutes to go. Got the Go Bucks Go chance going. The stomps in the bleachers. This is playoff basketball. A foul on the ground. Jed Henderson. It's going to be Rib Lake basketball.
That was a good foul right there by Elijah. I don't think he's going to be shooting here.
No, he's not. That was on the ground. That was a beautiful foul by Elijah right there.
He was going to put that in.
That was two easy points. Make him earn it.
14 foul to zero, Jeff.
All right, they get it in, trying to get it into Henderson by the basket. It's poked out of bounds.
So third, they gave that to Hawes, I guess.
Sure, his second foul?
Yep.
All right, Borkhart gets it into Scheitower. Here's Talon, guarded by Hardy. Scheitower drives to the basket, shot goes up, it's good. Talon Scheitower, he wanted free throws, or he wanted that bucket right there. 30-29, big bucket for Talon. Near the timeout.
First lead of the
half.
It's
going to be a 30-second timeout. Rib Lake leading by one for the first time. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Scott Heckman and Jeff Aiken are here bringing you high school basketball from Tomahawk, Wisconsin. It's a sectional semifinal between two teams that know each other well, Jeff, Rib Lake and Prentice.
And Scotty, we're getting to that time in the game where none of these kids have felt this feeling that they're about to get right here, this rush of adrenaline from the crowd. It's a close game. Emotions are going to be high here. 10:21 to go here. Prentice with the ball, down by one. Here's Heckman. Heckman from the wing. Up top to Isaacson. Isaacson over to Lord. Lord. Down to Hawes in this left corner. Back up top. Prentice being patient. They're going to find their best shot here. Here's Lord. Isaacson drives the lane. Little floater. Just short. I think someone got a hand on it. And Jed Henderson with a big rebound. Prentice wants a foul.
They're letting him play, Jeff.
I like the no call, Scotty. That wasn't enough of a foul to call there. The way that they're going with this game.
Yep.
They're officiating like playoff basketball. There's a rhythm to this one. I can handle it. 9:38 to go.
I don't know what happened to Hawes, though. He was on the ground, and he's not. He's usually up for a rebound.
Sure, I didn't see that. And Borkhart's turn into the basket. Kicks it out to Slade Scheitower. He misses the three. Blake Henderson comes away with it. My goodness. And Henderson for three. That one's short. Rebound, Heston Heckman going the other way. Scotty, that's your nephew. 9:14 to go. Prentice with the ball down by one. Lord to Isaacson to Heckman. Right side. Heckman. Blumberg gets Maddie Hakenen off the bench. Says, you're going to get in the game, boy. All right, Prentice. Feel like they're going to wait. They're going to be patient here. They want it inside, a kick out, inside-outside game. Evan Lord can't get that one to go. Scheitower, they're going to get a jump ball. Evan followed his shot nicely. Him and Talon Scheitower went after it.
And that was good to follow up that shot, Jeff. You can tell that he just really wants it today.
Absolutely. And it's not, it's the last few shots haven't fallen for him. You're going to see him probably start attacking the basket here now.
30-29, 8:46 to play. Riblake Redmen with their first lead of the half. They were down by 5 at the end of the first half.
All right, Prentice gets it in. Trying to get it into Hawes. It's poked out by Jed.
Hawes a little frustrated.
Yeah, he was right. He said, hey, don't throw that to me when he's guarding me like that. It's tough for him to get. It's going to be Prentice ball under their own basket. 8:45 to go. They're down by 1. They get it into Heckman out deep. Riblake in this 1-3-1, maybe a 2-3 zone. I guess it's a 2-3 zone right now, I think. Evan Lord to the basket, blocked from behind. But who's there? Elijah Harding.
Nice little tip.
Yeah, Elijah Harding was there. And Prentice takes a 1-point lead and throws the press off. And there's a steal by Harding. He misses. Scheitauer rebounds, going the other way. 8:22 to go. Prentice guarding full court now. They get it into Henderson by the basket. No call. No call should have been called. That was a good play there from Jed. You can't get that call. 8:08 to go. Riblake takes the 1-point lead again. And what are we going to get here? A foul. And they're getting chirpy down there. Not the right time. Aiden Hawes going to get talked to. Oh. Riblake with a 1-point lead. Prentice basketball under their own basket.
They had to do this up there, too. Aiden gets a little bit fired up.
Yep.
Take him out for a minute or two. Put him back in, and he'll get calm
all right
down.
Here's Lord. Gets it out. Prentice up by down by one. Prentice was down by one, correct? 32-31. Here's Evan Lord trying to get the lead back. That one no good. That hits nothing. Going the other way. 7:54 to go. Riblake with the ball.
Prentice into a three-quarter court half-court trap here. Jeff.
Absolutely. And, hey, that was a good shot by Evan. He's got to take that shot every time. 32-31. Riblake up by one. Here's Borkart. Attacks the middle. Dribbles back out. Finds Scheitauer open for three. Talon short on that one. Nice rebound by Heston. Heston Heckman for Prentice. 7:36 to go. Prentice with the ball. Down by one. Here's Lord driving baseline. Kicks it back out. Back to Lord. Working this perimeter. Heston Heckman misses a three. A good call there from Adam Blumberg at the right time. Called a timeout there. It's going to be, what is it going to be? A full timeout. It's 32-31. Riblake leading by one. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for 1 minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman here. Tomahawk, Wisconsin. It's regional semifinals. It's the Prentice Bucks and the Riblake Redmen. And a three-point shot just missed by Prentice and going the other way is Riblake. Seth Borkart has it. Keeps his dribble alive on the right side. Sneaky attack. Oh, my gosh, it didn't go in, but he's fouled going to the line. What a move there from sneaky Seth Borkart.
And Heston just rimmed out again.
Just rimmed out a three-pointer there. Prentice had an open look. It's what they want. The threes aren't falling in this half.
Borkart, the left-hander.
First free throw good for Borkart.
33-31. Now 2-point lead here for Riblake. 7:02 here to go in the second half.
Borkart's got one more coming.
And he's got 7 points, Jeff. kind of a wide open stance for his free throws.
Workhart, that one's no good. Big rebound by Aiden Hawes, and he gives it to Lord. Evan Lord going to push left side. Pulls it back up. Back to the right side. Back up top. Here's Isaacson with the ball. Over to Heckman on the left side. Prentice in their black uniforms, red lettering, working it around. They get it into Lord, down by the basket. Cook drives in, and they're going to give him a foul, a touchy foul. They haven't been calling those. I don't know what that one was, but it's going to be Prentice ball.
Second team foul.
It wasn't a deciding one right there. Foul on the ground, going after the ball. Here's Lord, gets it in deep to Isaacson. And Isaacson throws this one away. Him and Harding weren't on the same page.
The second time this
year,
Jeff.
2-point lead for Rib Lake. They've got the ball, 6:40 to go.
So, unforced error right there. And
there haven't been a lot of them here tonight. This isn't exactly the game I thought. I knew it was going to be a slugfest here. I thought a little bit more scoring here. Shaitar was open for three in the regular season. He takes that one. 6:20 to go. Rib Lake up two. They've got the ball. They get it to Henderson. The inside-out game. There it is. Borkart! Oh, my gosh! Seth Borkart, a big three-pointer. Makes it 36-31. Who's going to weather the storm here, Scotty? This is the point you talked about at halftime. Prentice down by five. 6 minutes to go. They've got the ball. Heckman, he was open for three. Drives in. Big shot! The first one for Heston. Had the three-pointer, drove it in, took the easy bucket. Makes it a three-point game. 5:45 to go. Rib Lake with the ball. They get it to Henderson by the basket. Jed Henderson with the pass from Slade. Shaitower gets it back to a five-point lead. 38-33. 5.5 minutes to go. Here is Prentice with the ball. Isaacson, Heckman. He's going to drive again. Pulls up for the 10-footer. He fouls going to the basket. X-factor right now. Heston Heckman for Prentice.
Heston got hit on the arm by number one. And I don't know how many he has. He's walking over to the bench. Shaiteller?
Yeah, looks like that's Seth Borkar. Looks like his first, right? First shot good for Heckman. Heckman with three big points here in this second half where Prentice has only scored nine.
All right. 5:25 here to play.
All right, sub in. Harding's going to come out for Prentice. Maddie Hakenin going to check in.
38-34 here. Rib Lake leading in the sectional semifinal game here played in Tomahawk.
Heckman's got one more coming. That one's good for Heckman. He hits them both. Big time performance here from Heston.
Heckman auction.
It's the Heckman auction free throw of the game. 5:16 to go. Borkart with the ball and a three-point lead for Rib Lake. Over to Cook on this left wing.
Ooh.
A sloppy pass was tipped away by Haken, and Rib Lake retains possession. Rib Lake, I feel like they've got to be aggressive at this point, yet they were doing well with the attacks. Henderson picks it up, gets it up to Shaitower. Here's Talon. Back to Henderson. Finding Borkart in the bat by the lane. Going to dribble it back out. Rib Lake looking for a slasher. They want an easy basket. Not going to settle for the jump shot. Borkart over to Cook. Cook to Henderson. They got him with the travel. The worst call in the game. I hate that call in the game. It does not affect the game whatsoever, but hey.
Well, it affects the game for Blake.
It does.
It's like they want something to happen, so they do something.
Yep. 4:34 to go here. Prentice with the ball. Down by three. We're in crunch time, Scotty.
That's your shot clock, Jeff. The travel call.
All right. Here's Hakenin into Lord. Back out to Hakenin. To Isaacson. They're going to go left side. Heston Heckman. Oh, my gosh. That would have brought the building down if it went in. 4:18 to go. Here's Shaitower from the wing. Up by three. They get it into Henderson. Henderson by the basket. And a soft charge.
A charge there.
On Jed Henderson, I don't know what to say about that. Late in the game, making that call there. But
is dad not happy, Jeff?
The call is the call.
Third foul for Jed Henderson, 4-11. Fourth team foul, now it's evened out again, Jeff.
Yep. All right, here we go. Prentice down by three, 4:09 to go. Isaacson with the ball. Right. Isaacson. The Lord on this left side, he's going to shoot the three. Evan Lord ties up the ball game. Oh, my goodness. He missed the last few. This one at a big time. He hits it. 23 points for Evan Lord. Ties this ball game up at 38. 3:46 to go. Prentice weathered the storm. Brought it back. Here we go. Rib Blake with the ball. Blake to his brother Jed at the top. Jed to Cook.
Could be one of those games, Jeff. Whoever's got the ball last is going to win, kind of.
And Henderson for three. The freshman wasn't afraid. This one's going to stay with Rib Blake. Maddie had position. Maddie Aiken had fought hard for it. And out of bounds on him. 3:25 to go. Rib Blake with the ball. Tie ball game, 38 apiece. Borkart finds Henderson by the basket. The little left-handed baby hook a little long. Aiden Hall rebounds for the Bucks. And they're going up the other direction. Here's Isaacson with 3:15 to go. Tie ball game. Haken in left side. Back up top to Lord. Back to Isaacson. All right, Prentice working around the perimeter. The 1-3-1's been working well here for the